Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. As we draw closer to Inauguration Day, we've seen a huge police and National Guard presence on and around the National Mall. Even as those thousands are here to protect the inauguration, there are still questions about that very thing. Those questions raised by what we saw last week during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Images of some Capitol police officers allowing rioters into the Capitol. And tonight, we take a look at that issue. Who do you trust to protect us on Inauguration Day? My guests, we'll start, that is, with Sonia Pruitt. She is chair of the National Police Association. Lines are open. I want to hear what you have to say about that at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR, or you can follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Sonia, thank you so much for joining the conversation.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I want to ask you just a really simple question. You are not just chair of the National Police Association. You're an officer.
Harold, I have to correct you. I am the past chair of the National Black Police Association, and I retired as a police officer, a police captain, in July.
Okay. And thank you for that correction. Mm-hmm. You are an officer, and so let's get there. How do you know that your fellow officers are trustworthy?
Wow, that's a loaded question, because there are some officers that are not trustworthy. I mean, we've seen that over and over. It's not like it's a secret. Sometimes I think people who are in positions of leadership, police leadership in particular, like to have their blinders on. But we know that there are officers who have taken an oath and sworn to be an officer of the people, and then they turn out to be an officer of themselves or alternative motives.
So, how do you know that? And the reason I ask is because one of the things that we saw last Wednesday, which was just as shocking as the actual insurrection, is the fact that there were some, for example, Capitol Police officers who were taking selfies. There are reports that there were some officers who were allowing these rioters to come in. And in the aftermath, at least two Capitol Police officers have been suspended. At least 12 are under investigation for aiding the insurrectionists. And so for anyone in law enforcement, seeing that has to give you pause.
So I'm going to let you in on a secret, Harold. Black police officers have known this forever. Mm. It's not a secret to us. As a matter of fact, many of us have paid the price, and the price can be anything from being ostracized to being threatened, being called, out of our names. The list is long. But when we bring attention to those factors, when we know that there is a police officer who is either participating in misconduct or is a supremacist by virtue of things that they have said or done, usually police leadership just turns a blind eye to that. And even if there's pressure brought to bear, perhaps by a complaint from the public, those people never really get punished. Just a little pat on the hand, and everything's going to be okay, and then we just continue on with business as usual. But if you have noticed any of the news stories this week, some of the black Capitol Police officers talked about how people were calling them the N-word, and that they believed that some of those people were officers because they were flashing their badges and saying, we're here for you. You get with us, and if you don't get with us, then you're the N-word.
Mm. So based on what you saw on Capitol Hill on last week, you were not surprised?
Oh, no. We probably could have written that script.
Wow.
I mean, there's lawsuits all the time. The public generally never hears about these lawsuits and certainly don't hear about the lawsuits if they are settled, because usually there's a non-disclosure agreement attached to those. But that is the only tool that black officers seem to have been able to use, and that is to sue their organization for being treated wrong, for discrimination, for bias. Right now, Prince George's County Police has a federal lawsuit from 15 black and Hispanic officers for discrimination and bias. It is not a new story for us.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about protecting the Capitol and Inauguration Day when it comes to the military, the police officers who will be charged with that duty. Who can you trust to make sure that everyone is stand up on that particular day? I'm joined now by Theodis Butch Jones. He is a retired Capitol Hill police officer. Butch, thanks for joining the conversation. I appreciate you calling in. Butch, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for calling in. I want to ask you the same thing that I asked Sonia just now. Considering what we saw last week on Capitol Hill, and you have been at many inaugurations, are you surprised to see that some Capitol Hill police officers did not protect and serve and instead were taking selfies and, as it has been reported, allowing some of the insurrectionists to come in during this siege? Were you surprised at that?
No, I really wasn't surprised that you had some officers that was taking selfies. I believe some officers participate. Also believe some officers had to play survival because of the multitude of people there. You have to do whatever you have to do to go home. Because Capitol Police Board and the chief and the management left them unprotected, I blame them if I blame anybody at all.
Mm. That's amazing, and I'm not a police officer, obviously, but I just find that really fascinating. As a matter of fact, I just got a message from a friend of mine, a retired military officer who was at the Pentagon on 9/11, and she says police went home to their families on 9/11. She was left with the New York Guardian Angel. She said police joined for the money and benefits, not the oath. But she also goes on to say that military, too, never think that they will ever use their commitment to serve, the other people, for death. I would say the caveat is, a few bad apples can spoil the whole bunch. Sonia, would you agree with that? I mean, because you said, black police officers have known this, but we have seen examples of valor from white police officers last week as well.
Sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying is never going to be a condemnation of all officers. I've gotten past the part where I say, well, it's not all officers, because as long as there is one doing something, listen, if you have an apple tree and you've got enough rotten apples, the tree is bad. So just picking off some bad apples every once in a while is not going to solve the problem. And I think what we're really, really missing is an acknowledgement. I mean, the world, not just the United States, but the world saw what happened on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The world has been reading these news reports about officers who are now being investigated for not only being at the Capitol, but entering the Capitol. They know better. Nobody has to tell a police officer that what went down inside the Capitol was criminal activity that they should stay away from. So what is so compelling for you that you would want to be involved? Whatever that draw is, which I contend is this white power structure that, people believe that they have to hold on to, is more of a draw than your actual oath to serve all people.
Wow. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Walter calling from Suitland. Thanks for calling, Walter. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Harold. Sonia, thank you for having me. America needs to see this. Needs to see who we are because we haven't changed. We haven't changed. And as a 25-year Army veteran, I am appalled. I just like somebody took a derrick and put in my heart. I applaud those Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police for coming in when they were called. But it clearly shows that we as a country and as a political force are corrupted. We just, you know, this was planned way before it happens. And I agree with the police officer that stated that some of his peers in cahoots with this, but we need to see who we are. We need to see who we are, and until we address it and hold these people accountable, it's never going to change because racism hasn't went anywhere. It's always been domestic violence. It's been killing black folks. I call it domestic violence then, and then you see it. And our military defends against foreign and domestic, so, you know, they need to see this. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Walter. I appreciate your phone call. Butch, when you looked at what happened last Wednesday, what did your trained eye see when you examined the actions of the Capitol Police?
You know, first I want to say is, please don't make the police the guinea pig.
What do you mean by that?
Number one is, if management, the sergeant arms, the police board did not give them the authorization to bring in more people, it is not the police fault. If they treated that like this is a white demonstration, like nothing was going to happen, if that had been a black demonstration, Black Lives Matter, they wouldn't even got to the steps of the Capitol. Because Capitol Hill has no check and balance, this is why it's so easy to do the things that they do, because nobody questioned Congress. I believe Congress had a whole lot to do with what happened last Wednesday. And because there wasn't enough police officers, they were asked if they needed help, and they turned it down. That's above the chief pay that he can give that kind of order to say they don't need help. Congress has something to do with that. So don't make the policemen the guinea pig. I think it's more people involved than the police department.
Do you think that Chief Stephen's son should not have stepped down?
This is what I say. Chief's son has been on Metropolitan Police before he was a Capitol Hill chief.
Mm-hmm.
He has been in enough demonstrations to know exactly how many men or what's required to handle that magnitude of a demonstration like that. For him to be turned down, he could have went to the media. He could have went to some other members. Somebody should have said something before last Wednesday. And that's what I'm saying is somebody upstairs gave order
mm-hmm.
that they didn't need help or they didn't want help there because the type of demonstration that it was.
I want to drill down a little bit more on this, and we've got some folks on the line who want to have their say as well. Jerry calling from Virginia, Tim calling from Baltimore. Stay with us. We will be taking your phone calls. And don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the app on your smartphone. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds.